Triple M's Hot Breakfast, thanks to Ringwood Mazda, and we've all been blown away by the success of the first year of the AFL Women's. It's been incredible. I don't think you could have asked for better noise and attendance and just the joy of watching the game. Yeah. It's been fantastic. I think probably the biggest star that's emerged so far plays for Carlton, Ed, and her name is Darcy Vesio. We've met her once before, but she has become a bit of a cult hero already. For her deeds on the field and just the way she goes about it is sensational. Great to have Darcy Vesio with us this morning. Congratulations. What a great start to your career it's been.
Thanks so much for having me on here, guys. It's been pretty amazing so far, but we're only halfway there.
Well, could you imagine that the start of the season would just bring such joy to everybody, but most importantly, so many young girls now signing up to play football. It's just exploded. It's so wonderful.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We couldn't have imagined it going any better than how it's been so far. And yeah, as you were saying, just the response from younger girls and boys too, just being so excited and seeing that pathway. And yeah.
And how long's your contract at Carlton?
Don't look him in the eye, Darcy.
I almost went into that.
Don't engage him at all.
Darcy, do you like driving a new Holden or
just
like
don't even think about it? Now you started playing when you were 5, but at the age of 14 you had to give it away because they wouldn't let you play with the boys anymore. Did you used to give the boys a bit of a touch up? Did you have them covered in the under-13s and under-14s?
I think I kicked a few goals in my last year. I think I kicked 50 goals or so.
Kicked 50 in the under 14.
So what did you do at the age of 14 when you denied access to a football and a football competition? What did you do?
Well, I was playing basketball, tennis and netball at the time. So I sort of just transitioned pretty easily to those sports. But I didn't think anything of it really. Mm. Like, it's not until you sort of look back and think, hey, that was really unfair that a lot of girls have had to do that. You don't really realise that.
We just needed to put the infrastructure in place. Clearly, you can't go on playing against the boys, but the fact that it just stopped there was what broke so many people's hearts. And well done. And I love the fact that you girls are not only pioneers, but many of you girls have been the ones who have driven this change. So full marks to everything you get. Now, tell me, how's the body holding up? Because if there's one thing that you know about this game is that, we go to the football now and yell out to the blokes, why don't you play like girls? Go in harder. It is just such a physical game.
Yeah, body's feeling good, thanks. It's been a pretty big step up from local level and the pace of the game's really fast, so the clashes are bigger than ever. But, yeah, I'm lucky. I've been pretty fortunate so far. There's been some pretty bad injuries, so, yeah.
And the great news is that the sponsors have jumped on from everywhere. It's been a bonanza on that front for a lot of clubs. And you're here to tell us about Special K, and we want to give them as much airtime as we can, anyone who's going to support the Women's League. And
yep.
You're an ambassador for Special K. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate to come on board with Special K. They've been awesome supporters of the Women's League. And as, you know, a brand for women, they understand how important it is to empower women. And, yeah, their support's just been amazing.
Well done to Special K. And well done to Darcy Vesio, who you're going to hear lot more of. And we're very, very excited that it's going as well as it is. Good luck for the remainder of the year.
Thanks so much,
Good
guys.
Stuff.
Good on you, Darcy. Well played for everything you've done so far. Kicked the goal in every game. Unfortunately, kicked 4 against the Pies.
Sorry, Ed.
All right. Got your good contract next year. That's all right, yeah. See you next year.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you in a moment, okay? Good stuff. Oh, I dropped my wallet. Could you pick that up? It's yours. Oh, just keep it. There you go.
You're on the injured list for 3 weeks. If you don't pick that up, you'll do your back. You'll never play again.
Darcy Vesio joining us on Triple M's Hot Breakfast from the Carlton Football Club.